most you ever lost on a coin toss?
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it.
Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. Well, it wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. You know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say, call it.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
All right. Heads then.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
What?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. I owned a
pocket. All right, you know what time it is. It's liquor license time. Your favorite day of the week, my favorite day of the week. When you're listening to this, we'll be sipping on here, Critter.
We're sipping on Old Tankard Ale, brewed by Pabst, the same makers of PBR. If you're familiar with PBR, you get this shit for a dollar for like 32 ounces in different parts of the world.
You used to.
Oh.
Now it's like a big hipster fucking beer.
That is true. I was in Eagle Rock, like, I remember that a few years ago, and it was at some bar, and it was like the calling card of the bar was like PBR, and I was like, I remember PBR was like fucking poor South shit at one time.
And like Rolling Rock, that's all like fucking, right. I'm telling you, man, that shit's like fucking the hipster shit, dude, like. Yo, let's drink this. What's up next? Like Old Milwaukee and fucking shit.
I think Old Milwaukee is already on the radar. So they took that already.
Great. Great. I'm sick of those motherfuckers, man.
Man, what's popping this week, though, bro?
No, I'm saying, speaking of like fantasy football hipsters.
Fantasy football hipsters, yep.
Okay.
I just got like, a visual of that one.
All right. I've played fantasy football for...
forever. Let me chime in. Before I knew what the fuck, I'm going to say this shit. This one... I don't give a fuck who you are out there listening. And the more people that listen to this show, y'all might be into that shit now. I remember when fantasy football was a straight white person thing. I had no fucking idea what fantasy football was. Now ESPN separated a whole fucking day. It was no sports and there was no nothing. Like a week ago, it was fucking 24 hours of fantasy football shows and shit. And this man to my right is the motherfucking first person who introduced me to fantasy football. When I was like, what the fuck is this? I had never even heard of that shit.
I'm saying I played... when I was in Buffalo, that's how long I played.
When you came here, it was already like in your blood. Like,
yeah, no. I played for so long that like now, this year I have my league going again, but I might not do it.
Damn, like, I remember I used to forget to do it. You do it for me.
Yeah, that's true.
What the fuck?
No, maybe it's all the fucking DraftKings and all that bullshit.
I told you when I seen
that's what I'm saying.
They took over fucking ESPN,
man.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Ocho Cinco and T.O. and the chick from Sopranos picked a team. It was like the fucking dude, black dude from Hootie and the Blowfish. He had a team.
Hootie?
Yeah, they had a big fucking like draft. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. My boy, Mike Rapport, he's doing it.
I mean, he's doing everybody
the,
doing
the
it.
Fucking
you know?
Stern Show.
But yeah. I'm just saying, like, I remember when nobody was doing this shit.
Okay, I'm saying like, all right, 4 or 5 years ago, I had, no, fuck that. 3 years ago, I had a separate podcast that we did at Teeth Studios, and it was Dear Mr. Fantasy, and all we did was talk fantasy football.
That sounds kind of cool.
Okay. And then football was done, and we still wanted to do a sports show, so we brought another guy on, and we just talked sports and shit like that.
Okay.
I'm saying it's like every motherfucker is just getting on this now, like, oh, yo, should I get so-and-so this year? Should I get Thomas Rawls? Should I get Doug Baldwin? It's like...
I suck a fucking plum, motherfucker.
But, okay, here, you know what all it is that the NFL then, and they're just making more money. That's man. It. And there's watching more because now, okay, you have a fantasy team, mm-hmm. and you got fucking Tom Brady, and you got LeSean McCoy. Okay. You're gonna watch the Patriots game. You're right. gonna watch the fucking Bills game,
right?
Because of this. Okay, and shout out to the Bills. They look fucking good the other day.
I told you that last time we talked. Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers look. I was on paper. They look good. So
no, you did say that.
And you so. Seen they fucking let go of Williams.
Yeah,
that's. I was like, you. How you gain? How you say gain 50 pounds or some shit?
Yeah, he did.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know what's going on with the Bills. They got some weird shit going on. Man. I mean, they signed Reggie, and then Darius. Now he's out four games, and now, and they didn't say what it was for.
No, I thought it was something with the drug policy.
No, I know it's for the drug, but they didn't say what it was. Yeah, so I don't know if he. But then the day that he, I just saw this on Instagram. The day that he like he put out like a thing. I'm so sorry to the Bills family, the Bills mafia, blah blah blah. He was at a bar as he was tweeting the shit out.
Yeah, as I was in NA, smoking it out. No, I'm just fucking wrong.
Come on, you could have been. Don't fucking lie to me.
Technically.
How, like, Laura, when you had to do the NA shit,
yeah.
How often do they piss test you?
Oh, twice a week.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time I had to show up for the class, it was a possibility that they would, and then they would just make sure you got to do two a week, though.
Two piss tests, huh?
Yeah.
Fucking that. What, okay, what if you had, like, a fucking beer?
No, you couldn't drink. It was alcohol and drugs. No, nothing.
Fucking A. Well, mm-hmm. you're probably, like, the most, like... concentrated you've ever been.
I was pretty in tune with how fucked up life was.
That's what I'm saying though, man. Like you,
yeah, it's all good though.
You didn't turn to like church or fucking meditation or any kind of shit like turn.
All we know how to do is go forward. Be turn. What are we turning to? Turn.
No. You know what I'm saying? Like no, I mean, like, okay.
Man, I got a good foundation of what life is.
What'd you do? You fucking just rock out fucking exercises and shit.
Pretty much, I did a lot of walk. Remember when I seen you and you was doing all that walking and shit?
Yeah,
walking. Walking was something therapeutic. Running.
Yeah,
that's what got into running.
Yeah. I try to tell people that. Yeah. Like, that's
I remember like, when you told me that, and I was like, "Motherfucker, I had been running." I was like, "Yeah, no, I know that feeling."
Yeah, like, I don't run.
And I used to hate that shit.
I don't run because I don't want to fuck my knees up. That's my whole thing. But, on that topic, like, dude, I think you said it on the last one about like. How you just like, no, it might have been the one before. Who gives a fuck? Like, you get old and, like, your joints and shit man, and all this kind of stuff.
For no reason.
Dude, Saturday, my good friend Scott,
yep.
He has his birthday party over at his house. And I'm, like, fucking all kinds of, like shit going on, like bags, you know, cornhole, that fucking game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like shit in the pool, like beer pong, fucking flip cup, all
kinds. Oh, you had a fucking carnival going on.
Yeah, it was all that kind of shit going on. And they got a football, and I'm like, oh, dude, I want to play some catch, man.
Oh, my God.
So I go out there, and I'm throwing me and my buddy Rob Bass. And
shout out to Rob Bass.
You'd like him if you met him. He's a fucking, I wouldn't even say it, never mind. But like, yo, Rob Bass, he's legit. And we're throwing the fucking football, and... then I'll get in the pool, doing laps and shit, and jumping over people.
And then the next day, you were sitting in the bed fucking
no. Well, then amputee. and then because Veronica went with me,
mm-hmm.
and so then of course when we come home, we had some drinks in us. We're, you know, doing some shit,
and then the next morning,
doing some shit, and then I got to work for 10 hours
on
my
feet. Your feet. Yeah.
So yesterday, I walked home from work and I was like, oh my, like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I was that, and I'm like, why the fuck does my arm hurt so much?
Yeah.
Because I'm throwing a fucking football for half an hour.
I did that with my little nephew when he was out here. I hadn't threw football like almost 10 years or something. It was crazy. Like, fuck. Just the motion of throwing a football, the next day you will feel that motherfucker, like, totally.
I don't know if you ever golfed before. Have you ever golfed before?
Yeah.
All right. I golf. So much that, like, I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I golf with people that haven't golfed, the next day they're like, oh, my back is all fucked up. And then, but because you're not used to
that motion, man.
That motion, that's what I'm saying. Slow motion for me.
What the fuck you was telling me about these fucking hipster fucking fantasy people, though? You think they're taking it over?
Not just that. I'm saying
they're kind of making the shit unattractive.
Maybe hipster wasn't the right word
for just it. Fucking like bandwagon muff. Not even.
It just, I don't know if it's bandwagon. Like yo, like, all right, the league that I've had for 9 years now, my mom won, and she never once changed a player, never once fucking drafted, never did anything. She won the league 1 year. Like, every motherfucker is playing this shit.
Yeah.
In like, I don't know. This draft, one day drafting and all kinds of. I used to have fun doing it, and now I like really could give a fuck because every asshole, in like the comedian Jim Florentine, he always talks about it. You want to go to a sports bar and watch the fucking game, you know? You want to watch the Saints game or whatever, the LA Rams, whatever it may be, and then you got all these assholes on their laptops or their smartphones taking a look at all the fucking stats,
man,
and shit.
The world just didn't change so much, man. Just like, when did motherfuckers start bringing their phones and like this just weird shit, man.
That's what I'm getting at. Hipster was a wrong word. I apologize. Right. But I'm saying, like, just every motherfucker, and I'm actually a hipster for saying this. Like, I almost don't want to do it because everybody else is doing it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, but no, I look at you on the OG side, the authentic side of this shit. Like, it's not hipster for saying that shit. That's like, you know, like all the hipsters, everybody loved Tupac after the fact. Motherfucker, I know I love Tupac when fucking Tupac lives now. And I'm like, motherfucker, did you listen to this shit when he was talking that real young black male shit? No, motherfucker, you like that shit when he was riding with Snoop in the West.
Yep.
So, you know, it's, I mean, people just fucking dick ride and do shit, but.
No, I understand. I don't know. That was, for some reason, because my draft is this Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, I'm not excited about it. Normally, like, I have, like, a party and I have,
man, people, I remember over you was, shit. Yeah, you, I'm telling you, I'm you not, was I'm like, I ain't have a choice. You was like, no, motherfucker, you got to get a team. I was like, okay, I don't even know what the fuck this means, but okay. Like,
I'm just not, I'm not as excited as I once was. Let's say that. If that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like a fucking new, well, if a new Outkast album came out, I'd be fucking excited about it, but.
So, speaking of that, so I'm not a Frank, you know who Frank Ocean is?
Yeah.
Frank, okay. So, you know he's from New Orleans, so.
No, I did not know that.
Okay. And he came here after Katrina or some shit.
Okay, now, and he is an outed gay guy.
Right, well, bisexual.
Okay, and he won all kinds of awards at the Grammys. Right, great songwriter. Okay. All right.
So his new album but just now, came out. But now,
here's my question. He's with that fucking awful group.
But he's not. He's totally like, I mean, he. Would it, that was his way of coming to our future.
Fuck, though. Yo, I don't.
But I kind of like Tyler's, some of Tyler's.
Get the fuck
as,
out
no,
of
as he's getting, he's maturing to me. Because he makes some good beats and shit. Like, I think he's good at his craft. But the point of me saying this was that.
I'm saying it's a shitty group.
Okay,
sorry.
The Frank Ocean album drop. And it's a solo something, but it's Andre 3000. It's a song for like a minute and 40 seconds. If that motherfucker drop an album, I'll go buy 10 copies. That motherfucker is like, he reminds me like Peyton Manning with football. He's like a fucking rap scientist. Like,
who the fuck was telling me that they just heard a song?
That's him.
With, no, with Big Boy on it. And
Big
he Boy's like
still doing his shit,
he,
too.
And he like crushed it.
No, but
it.
This Andre shit, that motherfucker is like,
I've always been a Big Boy fan.
And I've always been
an Andre fan. And the two of them together, just come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
I'll take that shit any fucking day of the week.
You're telling me that, like, Paul McCartney isn't, like, pissed that he didn't put out another song with John Lennon? I mean, like, come on. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, Outkast. Let's do it.
Let's do it, Andre. Because that motherfucker is rapping his. That was, I was like, damn. This
and he just raps on a Frank Ocean song.
It's just Frank Ocean. It's not on there. It's just him for like a minute and 30 just fucking spitting. I was like, wow. It's tough.
I gotta say, I do dig Frank Ocean. He's fucking.
I'm telling you, the CD. But the thing about it was,
you gotta give me a copy of it or something.
I got you. All but right. it was. I tried to like ride around to it. It's a few you could ride, but it's real R&B, like real soulful.
Oh, okay.
Like right. You'll sit back and be like,
okay, who
I'm digging
you,
this shit.
Who do you like better, Frank Ocean or The Weeknd?
The Weeknd makes some jams though. The Weeknd makes some shit that make you want to get up and groove.
I had no clue.
That motherfucker.
I didn't give a fuck about The Weeknd. A chick I had dated, she really liked The Weeknd. Like, she was up on
his
it.
First
she
shit.
Was up on it.
Yeah, his first shit was hard.
Like, when he wasn't on, a major label.
Yeah, his first
like
mixtapes and shit was
but
hard.
I'm going to tell you like this. When, like, his hits came out, I'm like, this motherfucker, he's got some shit.
Yeah, he's, like, on the Michael Jackson lower level
he'll
be doing this shit.
He ain't like a
time.
Skinny guy, but motherfucking can dance and shit. And like,
but and his music is so, like, the tempo.
Did he finally sell out and, like, sign with a label?
Yeah, he
everything?
Would,
okay.
I don't know if it's the Epic Universe or somebody. I don't know.
Okay. Somebody. I mean, like that. I mean, honestly, and this is going to sound hacky and fucking, I'm an old guy, but Can't Feel My Face Without You.
Yeah. That shit was hard.
And then The Hills.
That motherfucker got hits. No, The Hills. Ain't no sappy. That shit. That motherfucker got hits.
Wow.
I was like, this motherfucker deserves like to be on pop radio all the time. Like some of that shit you'll hear, you'd be like, I don't hear this shit. Like nothing against Fetty Wap and all that type of shit.
Am I wrong in saying that like when he first came out, he's I'm only doing independent shit. I'm not.
Nah, he was more just like mysterious with it. But he would always see that's the time when I was really drinking a lot of syrup and shit. Like, and he would
lean.
Lean. And he was like in love with lean. So he would be, but his shit was just went so good with the lean.
I even like his videos too.
That yeah, fucking, he's a,
yo, that can't, I,
he's a cool motherfucker.
I Can't Feel My Face video. He's a cool fucking good fucking video, dude.
I'm telling you. And him and Frank, I think like on that similar, doing their own thing kind of like.
That's tough, man. That's like Prince and Michael Jackson kind of shit.
That's kind of crazy, but that is what it is. Cause like, that is, you're exactly like Roach, what you just said. It's like.
It is.
It is pretty much. Cause like. Frank goes years and people just waiting on albums and shit, and we can just tear the fucking charts up and going back and forth and just like, yeah.
Fucking A. Yeah. And it's not like, it's not gangster shit.
Oh, no, not at all.
But
it make you feel good, though. I'm telling you.
Yo, but I'll tell you like this. Gangster people fucking listen to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, no. The Weeknd got years in him still. I'm looking forward to his next shit, whatever that is.
Yeah. I dig the fucking guy.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. No matter how long that I wouldn't be around you, I still know your taste in music and shit. Like mm-hmm. You've never been a fucking music hater. So many people out here who just hate. Like Player Haters Ball type shit, Chappelle. But just like
I just watch outtakes.
Yeah, they just keep on. You know, like you can't hate that shit. It's just like I'd rather listen to that than a lot of other bullshit. Like
no, I know. I don't even. Here's the thing. I don't even care that it's like honestly. Okay, I'll be honest with you. Like, when I get ready for work, I turn on my fucking Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it'll probably be a Weeknd song that I'll put on. And it'll be like, all right. Not Frank Ocean. I'm not as up.
Yeah, Frank don't have a lot of, like, get you hype shit. Like, with a Weeknd, it'll get you going. Like, you're feeling good. You're moving around, getting dressed, putting cologne on. You're smelling good. You're thinking about raw dogging these hoes. You might be doing some crazy shit. Frank, more you, like, somber and, you know, thinking about some shit. Your girl might have. Left you, you might have been.
I've been arguing with people about it for months now. They all say, I can't feel my face without you because they're on drugs, mm-hmm. So you can't feel his face.
Yeah,
I always said,
I've heard that one too.
I felt that it's because like he can't feel himself because he's so in love.
Well, I mean, I'm sure as a songwriter, he probably leaves it open to interpretation.
So. Mm-hmm. I understand. But, the fuck song do I know by Frank Ocean? Where it's like
that one.
The
Nova
video,
Kane.
The video is like, yeah,
Nova yeah. Kane, bang, nah, yeah. That shit is hard. That shit was real hard.
That
was, from if you really listen to him, you could hear the New Orleans all in the motherfucker. Like
I listening back to our episodes.
Yeah,
How have I never picked up on like your Creole fucking accent?
Because
you don't have it like some like. Demand does or something.
Yeah.
You don't have it like that.
Because you've been right there. You're weird.
But no, but like some of the shit that you say, I laugh my ass off because you have this fucking delivery.
Now you trying to say I got a twang, y'all. Y'all hear this shit. white opinion on my twang. You're fucking crazy.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Doug, I'm going down to New Orleans, man. I want to go.
Can we
go there and hunt alligators?
No.
I want to do that.
No, motherfucker.
All right.
No, we're not going. We can eat alligator though.
I want to kill an alligator.
No, man. Fuck.
I watched every season of Swamp People.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And now number one, is that shit pretty like legit? Like
yeah, pretty much.
Like that dudes make a living off shit. Like they just kill alligators for a month.
I never told this story on here. Like one of the schools that I play basketball against in my district. So we play twice a year. So we play at home once. You know these stories. You play at home once and you play at their place. So their place was like 4 fucking hours away. So we would
Jesus
play.
Jesus Christ, really? And they're like in the same conference or whatever?
So we would get. And that was the weirdest shit to me. Like every other team we played against was like literally 5 minutes away. Like within my neighborhood and next city over. And these motherfuckers, I don't know what the fucking LHSAA did, but we had this one school, it was like on the fucking water. So this one dude we played against, his dad these motherfuckers would drop out of school in like second grade, and they was like, but they were like multimillionaires from fucking fishing and catching fucking crawfish and
the Duck Dynasty guys,
right? Pretty like much, that. Yeah, but yeah, they're some educated motherfuckers too. Don't let them fool you. Because even the dad, the old man, he. No, I mean some real, like, we dropped out in the second grade. Like, I would talk to some of their parents and shit, and it was, like, living, like, fucking Ferraris and all this other shit. And motherfuckers didn't finish second grade. It was like, we started hunting and fishing and just transporting and importing shit out. They made millions of dollars doing that shit, man. So, it's just like you see it. They make money off that shit.
I'm telling you, man, you've watched Swamp People.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I was so fascinated by it for years. I
think shit you ain't never seen before, and you wonder about it, and you're like, man.
I mean, the way that they hook the motherfuckers and then just shoot them right in the fucking head, like, that shit is nuts.
That's how I could see people being fascinated with all that, like, basketball wives and hip-hop. Because everybody loves
the
lifestyle. Right, but I'm just saying, like, when you think about it, you like music. So you might want to know who this musician fucking. Like, you might not want to know it, but at the same time, you might be like, oh, that's kind of cool. He fucking all these hoes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, oh, then you feel sorry. You say, oh, look, this chick got kids for me. Like, oh, but he's still fucking them hoes. You know what I mean? Just,
okay.
So I can see how people get all into that shit. But, I don't know. This old tank.
Man, I gotta go, dog. I gotta go down there, doggy.
Oh.
I want to see some alligators. I want some fucking crawfish. I don't even like crawfish.
You'll like them if they cook the right way.
All
right. It was something else you told me. But fucking fantasy hipsters and something else.
Something special. I got a bunch of shit.
No, though. I know. But it was something on my mind that maybe you made spark a thought in my head. It wasn't about music.
You got the segment of the week?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You got it ready to go?
Ready to roll.
Okay. Well, hang on, guys.
This is the most gangster shit of the week. All right, this is the most gangster shit of the week that I saw. Y'all know the fucking situation in my hometown, my native country, Louisiana. We below sea level, and you would say, what the fuck does that mean? That means they should have never built a motherfucking state on the water. But that go back to the slave days and shit. We'll touch on that another time. But the most gangster shit of the week to me was my motherfucking homeboy, Official Lil Boosie, representative of Louisiana. He living in Atlanta now. He beat his charges and shit down in Louisiana. He moved out to Atlanta, taking care of his family, his kids, performing. He just beat cancer. He had a little cancer scare and all this other shit. But him and his management team did 20,000 pairs of socks, underwear, men, women, and children, bottled water, hygiene kits, and loaded up the U-Hauls in Atlanta and drove the shit down to Baton Rouge, man. And hey, I think that's the most gangster shit of the week, B. I hope you agree. Because, you know, it's always good to make a shitload of money and wear all these nice jewelry, chains, and all this other shit. But when shit gets fucked up.
He just donated it.
Man, donated it all. Just drove a truck up. All
right. I dig it.
You dig it?
Yo, that's pretty gangster.
That's pretty gangster, you know.
No, especially for. Yeah, I mean, and he's not even from there.
No, he is from there. He just went to jail that so many fucking times that as soon as he got out of jail the last time, he moved away. He was like, fuck that.
Oh, I got you.
They keep fucking
with him. All right. So. All right. Well, so that's the most gangster shit of the week.
Yeah, so it was going to be somebody getting their fucking head shot off or some man getting caught in the bed with
maybe next week. You guys never know.
You got to tune in next week.
The gangster shit of the week is a real deal. You
got to tune in next week.
Gangster shit of the week is that shirt you're wearing, Doug.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Boys in the Hood, shout out to Playground Clothing. They were out of L.A. I seen their shit
online. Give me one of those.
And this fucking dude always had these flash sales. So whatever your name is, homie, I got your shirt on right now. The Boys in the Hood edition. Got this.
I'm gonna take a picture of that so I can fucking put it on the podcast.
Shout out to Playground Clothing. You got some fire ass clothes, man.
Good for that, man. Tell them to be a sponsor. Just give us free clothes and we'll mention them every fucking episode.
Man, we'll weigh your shit around.
See, you got to do that, dog. Just tell fucking people, like, yo. Yeah. We'll mention your shit, man. I got listeners. I got listeners, son.
I got you, son. No. That's what it was. What the fuck? Okay, you said No Country for Old Men. We talking about the movie?
Yeah.
That's a fucking classic.
No, like, I mean, I saw the movie. That year, it was No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood, which was a
great fucking year.
Good year.
That was a good year.
But shit. I was on Sunday when my legs were all fucking sore.
Yep.
And Veronica's over. She put it on the TV, and I'm watching it again. I'm like, motherfucker, is this a good movie? It was probably, I mean, honestly, it's probably the last good Coen Brothers movie that they put out.
I watched what's the last one? I just watched.
Not Llewyn Davis.
Not Llewyn Davis is after that one.
I can't remember. I don't know.
Me neither. Shit.
I'm not. I don't want to look it up. But
yeah, no, that's not that
their important. Shit is like just has gotten weirder. I don't. But No Country for Old Men. I guess I just never. As a writer and someone who actually likes films,
yeah.
The whole, what's his name, Antoine Segar. Segor. But that's what he keeps saying. Sugar? Sure. like, I don't even... I there's something in that movie that they totally...
What?
Like, created. Like, his character mm-hmm. was such a... It wasn't even like a character. It was more of a theme.
Yeah.
Almost like the like anything that... what's his name? Who did Spring Breakers?
Korn.
Harmony Korn.
Yeah.
Like how he just, his movies are just more thematic based mm-hmm. as opposed to like plot based.
Any movie you can make and put Gucci Mane as one of the characters, yeah. Shout out to you, homie.
Number one, we'll get, all right.
Any making
put,
part
put
two.
Put that in the back burner. I want to talk about it. No Country for Old Men. Number one, yep. Fucking Josh Brolin.
Man, that's the movie that made him stand out to me. But I also watched W, and that motherfucker wasn't too I bad in you. W. People slept you. On W. That was... I know nobody went to see it, and it like awesome. Flopped and shit, and it didn't go do good dude, in theaters.
It was, I mean, Oliver Stone, fucking
really
and
good.
It was,
yeah,
it made you feel like this. Okay, this guy isn't as bad as man, you fucking made him out to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I will say that.
Okay, I know Josh Brolin was a childhood star, but I'm saying like there was a time period where like we didn't really see him,
right?
So all of a sudden, now No Country for... I mean, it was a little bit before that. He had a couple roles, but I'm saying...
Yeah, you're right. He came back out as a grown-ass man, like, right like, before 40. Like, he was, like...
Crushing it.
Yeah, he was... Because he skipped, like, his whole 30s, looked like. And he came, like, 40 years old.
Crushing, dude.
Killing shit, yeah.
And Tommy Lee Jones, I mean, he looks old as fuck, but he has for years.
Yeah.
But it just...
Tommy Lee a bad motherfucker, too.
Yo, God. And I think that's the movie that made... Javier Bardem, a fucking
oh, that is, that is
household.
That is. I mean, that is. Oh, I mean, the other foreign films he had made, but this was made him a fucking United States household name.
They fucking. I mean, I'm just because I rewatched it. That's why I'm talking about it. But yeah. There's something about it that, like, I always thought I didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of Coen Brothers films, yeah, yeah. Like a lot of Wes Anderson films. Not P.T. Anderson, but yeah, definitely Wes Anderson films. There's something I just don't get.
Yeah.
Okay. And I remember loving the movie, but yeah. Thinking that There Will Be Blood should have won the Oscar, not No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Okay. Watching it again,
you were,
I'm 100% wrong.
I'm with you. And I was right there with you when you thought that, and I was like, I feel the same way. That's a badass movie. But I'm not going to lie. Those two movies, I could watch over and fucking
and that
over.
Same motherfucker.
That's some badass
now,
fucking movie.
Now, Luke told me this. He found out those movies shot at mm-hmm. the same time,
yeah.
Within 2 miles, 3 miles of each other.
Wow.
They like somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
They shot, you know, and they were like that close to each other.
Well, greatness is greatness.
Like I guess there's a part in No Country for Old Men where you see smoke in the background quickly, but it's from There Will Be Blood.
That's a badass fucking movie.
But
man.
Like I just. I don't know. Like I look at that movie and I see the characters and they're just so fucking. They're the way that Josh Brolin just goes from. I guess the first time I never realized like the time period that they set it in. I knew it wasn't obviously current.
Right.
Okay. And I'm an idiot because I never picked up on when he flips the coin
mm-hmm.
and he says, "Oh, that coin's taken so many years to get." So it's like 76
mm-hmm.
is when the movie's like set. It makes sense. And then when Woody Harrelson asks him if he's a non-veteran.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, all this shit is starting, you know what I mean? Like, when you watch a movie the first
right,
one,
you don't catch
two times,
yeah.
You don't catch it all. Catch and like, all. Now I'm like, God, I'm just like watching, like, and it's so, it's framed so
oh,
well.
Oh, man, it's fucking beautiful. Everything about that fucking movie is... Like when you said that,
when he's crossing the bridge and he's all bloody and he gives him money for
and
the
toss the shit on you. It's all, I don't know, man. It's just one of them that they didn't miss on anything across the board.
Okay, the only thing is, here's my one thought: did you want him to live at the end?
No, I didn't. I never mind because that's real life to me. It's like,
yeah,
you know, shit like that. I rather that than the cheesy. Oh yeah, no, I'm with it. Fucking, you're dead. Somebody else, yeah, keep it moving.
Okay, but him, all right. But him killing the wife, like, I thought that's the one part that, like, I could have done without. But I get it. I get it because they're just trying to show, like, what a psychopath
right.
that the guy is, you know?
That was hard. That shit was hard. That last yo, accident watch it. Yo, shit,
any, that anybody out there, watch that movie again.
That shit is hard. That's a hard fucking movie.
Fuck.
But it, There Will Be Blood is not slipping either across the board. You gotta...
That was a good fucking
that
year,
was
dog.
A good that fucking year. That was a good fucking... And it was... What was the other one?
There ain't a year. There ain't a year that...
That... Man, fucking... But what else? It was something else.
There was... Look it up.
That was the fucking year.
Just look up... Look up what year There Will Be Blood came out. And then look up who was nominated for Best Picture. All right? And I'll fucking have diarrhea
and I'll
in the month.
Fucking fuck off.
I went to go see Big Trouble in Little China screening. It was fuck. That was so much fun to see that in the
Shout
theater.
Shout out to Kurt Russell, motherfucker.
Dude, he is so... all right, Luke, if you're listening, you're 100% right. All he does is a John Wayne impression throughout the entire movie, throughout his entire career. All right, so I agree with you, but I still like the movie. I wore my fucking Big Trouble in Little China tank top, all right? And it was so fun seeing on the big screen. And there was like fucking 15 people there.
Where was it at?
It was at Culver City, Arclight. I really had expected more. The cool thing about the Culver City Arclight is that you could just take the beer in any theater. Like, there doesn't have to be 21 and over. You could just take fucking beer in there and fucking glasses. They don't give a fuck.
2008 was Michael Clayton, Atonement, No Country for Old Men, Juno, and There Will Be Blood.
Fucking A.
Juno is what put the chick on the map, screenwriter.
I can't think of her name. She was like an ex-stripper. Juno was nominated for Best Picture?
Man.
Let me see what else. What was that? Oh, Michael Clayton. Michael Cody. Clayton.
Michael Clayton, yeah.
Well, motherfucker, that was a good year.
Atonement. I don't remember Atonement.
Look that up, you.
Atonement?
I've seen it, but maybe just when it first...
Sweeping English drama.
Yeah, they always...
Lives of Young Lovers. Yeah, nah.
It's one of those ones that they always nominate because it's like British and
James
bullshit.
McAvoy was in it, so... And Keira Knightley, so...
I feel you. What the fuck did you say about like some...
Who the?
God damn it, now I can't remember. I told you, hold it. I want to hear it.
Oh,
Spring Breakers.
Spring Breakers 2.
All right. Yeah. Number one... I hate going back to all the shit because I've already talked about it.
Yeah.
No, number one, no need for Spring Breakers 2.
No, I'm not going to lie. Harmony. Spring Breakers, the first one, it wasn't the greatest movie ever. But no. Gucci Mane was in it. But shit, yo, it's no need for Spring
James
Breakers
2. James Franco crushed that movie. Yeah. That is, he is as close to Drexel and True Romance that you can fucking get. But
I give you that one.
I'm going to say...
You was the first person to put me on True Romance.
Why do you need two? DVD. Why do you need part two?
You don't.
For what? The movie was, it is what it is. And like, yo, if they, all right, so you made some money off of it. All your other movies don't make any money.
Celebrate, go make something else better.
That's it. And you know the one chick in the movies is wife.
His wife, yeah.
Yeah, the one who's naked
the
and shit.
The pink hair, yeah.
Yeah. Who's ugliest out of all of them, by the way. I mean, I'm just saying.
I ain't gonna say that.
I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying she's the worst out of all four.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I know they're like major age difference and shit, but you know.
Yeah.
Success in paper gets you some nice women.
Would you agree in being a producer, a writer, this kind of guy, that like his movies are more based thematically than plot? Like there's no plot movie. Yeah, there ain't shit going on.
Yeah,
it just. It's just neon, but...
I was going to say, yeah.
Gucci Mane, though. Yeah,
Gucci, I mean, Gucci was, is some trap shit going
that,
on.
That one scene, though, where he pulls up and where they're talking the car, yeah, I'm like, this is stupid.
No, it was almost like a throwback to, like, Master P movies and shit. Like, it was like, yeah, he was...
He got away
with a lot of shit on that one.
But
they made a little bit of money, right? So, I mean, but for part two, what the fuck?
I heard that he was pissed that they were making a part two and he didn't want to be a part of it.
Well, he should...
Then... What's his name? The dude who Alien is based on, Riff-Raff.
Riff-Raff, yeah.
He was all fucking pissed off about the movie, sued Harmony Korine.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
But because he was supposed to be in it.
Now they're writing a book together.
Well, but I know he was supposed to be in it.
Really?
Like literally, he was supposed to play the role that Franco played.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why he ended up suing. It was like deep shit. Like, so once he wasn't in, it was like, well, y'all just stealing my likeness. And
is that
shit, so.
Dude? Is that guy Riff Raff like really that fucking weird and shit, or is it like all an act? Is he like Andy Kaufman?
I would hope it's an act, but I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, he has BET tattooed on himself.
Yeah, he got like the Simpsons. He got a lot of shit tattooed on him, though. I don't know.
And the way he talk, I don't really listen to his music or anything. Yeah, I've never heard like the most random songs.
But I've never heard. I couldn't tell you one Riff Raff song. And that's nothing against Riff Raff. You listen, you want to come in here and explain yourself. Hey,
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool too.
I've heard him talk. Wow, who the fuck's pod? He was on a podcast. All right.
Yeah, he seemed more like a personality. Like I wouldn't like.
Yeah, I don't think he's a. Yeah,
not I mean, Weird Al, but what's the other? More like a Carrot Top or something, I guess.
Okay. I kind of see.
But Carrot Top is a comedian, though. So, you know, I mean, actually, he does do something.
Yeah, like, he definitely just, like.
But I could see Riff Raff sitting for an interview.
He's playing the part.
Yeah, but what's the part?
I read a whole article in Rolling Stone about him where, like, he grew up in, like, upper middle class, went to, like, a nice school, and all of a sudden just got into hip-hop, and then, like, ran away from home and got all.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, man, when they hit their, like, 20s. It's like, you know what? I ain't really got nothing else to do, so fuck it. Let me see what I could, shits and giggles, what I can pull off. And a lot of people just scared to, like, try shit, so I don't know.
You know what I heard is a humongous asshole?
Cool.
I just read another article on Doug Baldwin from the Seahawks, the wide receiver.
He just always looked angry.
I guess he is. Number one, I didn't know he played for Stanford.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay. Yeah. Number two, he's from the Bay, Biscayne. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out of Miami, too.
So Florida.
Yeah. And I guess he's always just played with, like, a chip on his shoulder because he's shorter. Like, he mirrors his game after Steve Smith.
And Steve Smith Sr.
I mean.
Right, Steve played with a chip on his shoulder. I like Steve Smith.
Me, too, actually.
Yeah.
Is he still playing or no?
Yeah,
is
he done? More year. No, you remember he tore his Achilles or something.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. He said he's coming back. He can't go out on that note.
Yeah, but this article in Sports Illustrated about Doug Baldwin, like, he, like, got into a fight with Pete Carroll and shit, but
he got paid.
But right after, they won 7 games in a row.
Right, and he got paid after that.
Yeah, and actually, he had the most fucking touchdowns by a wide receiver last year.
That's Russell Wilson's favorite receiver.
Mm-hmm.
On any...
You mean Russell the Truth Wilson.
Russell the Truth Wilson, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's my boy. Don't ever fucking... You can never say a bad word about him. I don't care if he's playing the Saints or not.
I ain't mad at him. Shit. I ain't mad.
Him fucking Sierra though, huh?
He married to Sierra. Fuck fucking Sierra. He got married to the motherfucker.
Do you remember the chick that he was married? Wait.
Yes, that white chick.
White, yeah, of course. You know,
she was a weird looking chick.
Well, no, she was what a white guy who was playing for
Wisconsin
is gonna fucking marry. I mean, that's what. Oh man, she must have. Yo, they got divorced before he got his payday, though.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, you got to be smart about this shit out here in the streets, you know what I mean? You got to plan this shit
accordingly. Who's worth more, Sierra or Russell?
Russell, fuck, man. You got to remember, Russell, man, them numbers add up.
Yeah, they do.
Russell back with Nike and shit, he left Under Armour. Yep. That shit, yeah. Russell's a smart motherfucker. He going to be doing this shit. I think Russell one of people going to run for, like, governor of Seattle fucking Washington or shit. He going to be trying to be president and shit one day. I could see that shit
happening. I'd vote for him.
I, that's what I'm saying. I could see it happening. I'm not against it.
Dude, I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, I was at the hospital
every motherfucking day, like, with the kids.
And there's nothing fake about this shit. He's been that way for fucking ever. So, but his dad died, like, you know.
That's fucked. Richard Sherman's doing the same shit, but he does it down in Compton, in the fucking hood.
Compton
resident. He's down there. You know? I hate going on sports talk. Do you know Richard Sherman, like, his parents still live in motherfucking Watts? And his dad owns a car lot, I want to say, or a car wash?
Car wash.
And, like, still does it. They don't care. They're like...
You got paper. Man, when you got paper, you don't mind getting them going to work. To be honest, people always think... That's what the people fuck up. Oh, I'm just gonna take care of my family. I don't have to work. No, it's about having a family who, when you get rich, they are happy to go to work because they're like, motherfucker, I'm gonna spend all the money after I get off that I don't have to fucking count on this fucking stupid ass check that I make. So, yeah, man, it's just, you know, some people get it, some people don't get it. That's word to your mama.
You know who? I was gonna say something and fucking piss you off. I'm not gonna say.
No, don't say it to piss me off, motherfucker.
Yo, when you guys was your fucking senior year, and Xavier,
yeah,
it was you and Courtney living together,
yeah,
And you guys lived at the fucking
Citrus Creek Apartments, Harahan, Louisiana.
Yo, and all like half the Saints lived there.
The Saints had a contract with the building, so they.
Who was the one guy with all the tattoos? Kyle Turley?
Nah, Shockey.
No, but Kyle Turley played for the Saints. Yeah,
he did, but it wasn't in my apartment complex. Every morning, Shockey would be walking his dog. Every fucking morning, I'd be going to class. He'd be walking his dog.
Would you ever like bullshit with him?
Or? Oh yeah, cool motherfucker, big cool white motherfucker.
I forgot he played little for the Saints.
Little bit ass dog. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Is that, did he get drafted by the Saints or by the Giants?
No, fuck no, the Giants.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
all right. No,
he came to us later on. Yeah. And he fucking got hurt right before we won the Super Bowl. Would
you be hearing like fucking parties and shit?
Oh man, I knew a lot of them motherfuckers, man. Man, what the fuck you smoking on?
That's just like a fucking E-Pen.
Oh.
Oh, I know what you want. Hang on.
Bad motherfucker.
All right. Now we have
I'm not going to tell y'all he went on the... He went and got his shit without me, but we grown, so you know I don't take that.
No. Would you like me to describe the story?
No, huh? I'm just fucking with you. No, I'm just fucking.
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh,
okay. I was at work at some place.
Someplace. Don't Google it.
I'm talking to a person who is obviously.
See how he tells stories, but he always try to get me to tell my stories all in depth and shit in detail.
Because I'm talking about fucking Kyle Turley or Jeremy Shockey. He want me to talk about all my
pussy adventures and shootouts and shit.
Okay. So this fucking dude comes in all the time, but he's always kind of fucking baked out. And I'm telling him, like, yo, I'm thinking of getting a weed pen.
Yeah. He brought you one.
And he sure did.
I hope he ain't slipped no crack in that motherfucker, because I'm going to tell y'all something. Standing in his place for like 30 minutes where he does his other job, it's some crazy motherfuckers come through that.
Check this shit out. And there's a bag of weed in there that I gave to some other guy, but because I wasn't going to smoke that.
Let me just see what he's working with. What you working with? What you working with?
There's a charger. There's a secondary cartridge.
What you working with? What you
this
working
one looks with? Almost empty, though. But
what kind of oil?
That's he said it's the oil that'll just make you feel like normal. Like it really won't fuck you up.
Make you feel normal.
Let me see it. Let me see it. I haven't even looked at this shit yet. All right, we'll hit that fucking.
How many times did you hit it?
Just hit it like once. You got to hold the shit
down.
No,
I'm talking about you, motherfucker. I ain't.
I haven't hit it once. I was waiting on you.
Oh, what you working with?
Here we go. Creosote oil pen. Okay. The first amount of cannabis in you in how long?
Off the air. Off the air.
Ooh, that's got a cut. That's got
off the air.
Okay, I'm good with that for right now. That's got a smell to it.
What are we looking at? Because it seems like we've been in chill mode. Okay, yeah.
We
cool.
Yo, that ain't bad.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
I'm saying like this. I gotta find out how much these fucking cartridges are.
Yeah.
I think he said like 20, 30. He's like, dude, but I don't want to get them for you. Like, I'm not like your drug dealer. I'm like, you just gave me a fucking bag.
Some drugs. You just gave me some drugs in a brown paper bag, but you're not my drug dealer. Thanks, buddy.
And number one, for free. Right. I didn't give you any fucking money.
You're
and,
not my
and
drug dealer.
Now you're asking for it.
Thank you.
I don't know. That one looks like it's killed. This one, this looks like it's, yeah, that day ain't
ain't shitting that one.
Nah. All right. Well, that was fun, guys. We just hit the fucking oil wax pen or fucking whatever.
That was fun, guys. We just took a 10-minute break to get smoked the fuck out real quick. Shout out to Snoop Dogg, the Dog Pound, and the Fabulous Dramatics.
Doggy Style is the best record of all time,
though. You know he's going to always go back to that.
It is. It just is. I'm telling you. I hope this weed pen fucking works, man. I'm kind of sick of drinking.
I wasn't joking. I told you that.
It tires me out.
It's like you say what like throwing a football and shit. Man, when you've been drinking since a kid like me, like literally a fucking child.
Like me, yes.
At some point, you got to hang the shit up. I'm just like, I love it, but God damn, man. It's just like, it take a toll on everything.
You just, I wish I could just have like, all right, I just had this beer, the Old Tankard Ale.
Old Tankard Ale, PBR.
And I wish I could just have this and we can bullshit. That ain't going to be the end of it. You already know it. You know,
no,
I ain't got a job to go to. I don't got shit.
It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do.
I mean, basically, you know, I'm gonna have a couple more. That's already a thing.
That cannabis cool though. It just hit like the forehead area. It just hit like it's pretty cool.
Take another one, dog.
No, cool. It's pretty cool.
What did I tell you?
Some of us still gotta.
Hey, we gotta go to the store and get that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I don't want to get our cards. I think we could just walk in, dude.
Yeah, I don't really know about.
I think we could just
walk. I mean, you remember how exciting it was to get the card the first time?
Yeah,
kinda cool.
It was
kind of cool. Fuck.
What, $100?
Yeah, $100 back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it is, huh?
I don't even. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know there's a spot right here down Magnolia that I've just walked into before with.
Like, what's up? Oh, what's up, B?
I'm sure we could just go in. Let me
get some smoke.
No, okay, here's my thing. All right, so you got, with these weed pens, you got like a, there's like a base. And I think.
I serve the base.
And that's the thing that you obviously would plug in. And then on top is like the oil part.
Yeah.
But what it looks like is that they give you the tip and the oil with every one of them.
Yeah.
But I got to go to one that has the same fucking.
Measurements or something?
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's all good. No. We got shout out to RZA for no reason.
Yeah, that's some trap shit right there, dog.
What'd it do? That's some 36 chamber shit right there.
I went to an AA meeting once, man. It fucking sucked.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Especially after you had to go to like 250 fucking meetings. Thank you, State of California, for that one. But
250?
But after like 200, you just like... Some other shit I'm in right now, man. It's some other shit. No, you know what's the craziest part? The waiting after the classes to get your paper signed, like the paper you got to turn in the court. So you get like,
oh, you can't just go to any one like they assign you to.
No, you can go to any one, but everyone you go to, you got to get the person who leads the class to sign.
Well, somebody who goes to AA, I thought they just go and like they smoke cigarettes outside and drink a bunch of coffee. Like, they
right? Because some people don't go. Because they're court appointed. Some people just go because they need fucking help. Motherfucker. They don't need you to sign nothing. They need Jesus, motherfucker. Like, I need God. Fuck. I need help, B. What the fuck?
I got you.
I need my people signed. I need fucking help. I need my wife back and my kids and shit. Not this bottle, motherfucker. No. I was on the other end of the spectrum. Like, I need this paper signed. I need proof that I was here.
You're crazy, man. You never. All right, let's talk about this.
Never what?
No, all right. When we were hanging out, let's say 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think you were on the lean.
No, not yet.
You were smoking.
I had lean in college, but I couldn't find the shit out here.
Believe me, you were smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
Let's say that. Okay, and we'd be drinking beer.
Yeah.
When did the pill shit, like, kick in?
The pill shit kicked in when...
You said you had surgery on your leg.
Right, but it was before that. Because I had always... My thing was... Vicodin. Like in high school, I loved like the fucking white kids I went to high school. We used to always take Ritalin and Adderall and all this other shit.
Right.
So I take, you know, a few of them. My good friend, he was selling me shit. So I would take them. But Vicodin, when I discovered that shit, a Vicodin pill, a good cigarette, and a beer. Oh man, that was like the fucking white man paradise. Like I was in heaven. The fucking a good strong Vicodin? Oh man, high school. And Vicodin was one of the pills I could take and be around anybody.
College might have been the first time I took a Vicodin. But
it just take that edge off.
It used to make me sick.
You're not good with drugs.
You know I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I'm glad this is the thing about you. I'm glad you never wanted to be down. Like you would smoke your weed and shit with us, but I remember you would always be like, oh, I'm good. Like you would know the point where you was just like,
but I don't do that with booze and beer.
Right, you never would. Oh no, you would always be the one tapping me on my shoulder. Yep, let's go get another one. I used to be like, this white motherfucker, but leave me the fuck alone.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wish I had that same thing for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But and okay, so it was Viking, and that's what you were kind of rocking
out. I love Viking. Shout out to Viking. Shout out to RZA.
What the fuck did I do? Because of the poster?
Yeah, I love that poster. Right. Shout out to RZA.
It's signed, by the way.
You know, I know that.
All right. Not Vicodin. What was the last one I took?
Percocet? No. So after I had surgery, they gave me Percocet.
What's the other one? Oxycodone?
Yeah, okay.
I
took an Oxy. Let me tell you my oxycodone story. So after I had surgery, they gave me Oxys, Percs. They gave me all this shit. So one night, man, I probably took like seven oxycodone.
Holy shit.
Man, when I tell you like 9:30 that night, I was like, I gotta use the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and I'm like, nothing coming out. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I could feel my stomach is like, I want to shit. You better sit down and let me shit. So I'm like, fuck. What the fuck, man? So I sit there for a long time and like, so I'm straining.
Just on the fucking pot.
This real shit.
You're just sitting on the pot.
I'm straining. So me, I'm very, you know, we're very creative people. We're very visual. I had just read, this is no bullshit, because when I was laid up, I read the Bruckheimer Don Simpson book.
Okay.
I love that fucking book. But I had just read about him dying on the shitter. Like, that's when he died. It was checkout moment was him on the shitter because he had a bad heart and all that shit. And he was straining, trying to shit, and he was high on coke. And I was like, I can't die on the toilet. So I get up, and I'm like, I got to go to the hospital. So I go to Cedar Sinai. And no, B, this is real serious. So I get to the emergency room, and the woman is like, okay, what's going on? She see my leg all wrapped up and shit. She like, something with your leg? I said, ma'am, I had surgery. They gave me all these pills. I'm high as a fucking kite, and I can't shit. And she was like, oh, that's normal. That's normal. Okay, hold on. We're going to take care of you. I was like, okay. She was like, just sit in the waiting room. I said, ma'am. Man, I said, ma'am, I got to get this shit out of me. She was like, okay, it's kind of slow. She said, I'll get you in. Brought me in the back. Take all my clothes off and shit. Be my stomach is like, it's going to come out somewhere. It's either going to come out your heart, motherfucker. Your brain, it's going to come out. Man, they come to give me these little pills in a cup. Like, not even 30 minutes later, I'm laying there. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't walk. She was like, Hold on, we'll get somebody to help you. Man, they brought me to the shitter. That was the best shit I've ever taken in my life. And since that's the last time I took pills that night.
And you fucking, you gotta get butt naked to shit.
Gotta get butt naked. And I was like, that's the
why, last. Why? Why do you gotta get butt naked? I don't understand why you do that.
Because I feel restrained.
You still do that?
Hell yeah, motherfucker. How can you shit with pants around your ankles? Like,
I like to stretch it out 10 times a day.
Nah, I like to like stretch it out, be comfortable. I like my balls to hang. I like, if I want to sit back, I take my shirt off. I do
like,
everything.
Okay, if you're at home and like you're in there taking a alright, you gotta
at home, I get butt naked, same way. Anywhere.
Would you, okay, do you just take all your clothes off and like leave them on the bathroom floor?
No, you know, it depends on where I'm at. I have to hang them up on the door or something. Yeah, you gotta be, you know. But that night, man.
Why the fuck you gotta get butt naked?
So after I shit. After I shit, I laid back down and she was like, we're going to discharge you. And I was like, I'll never take. And I, since that night, that's like 3 years ago, I ain't taking another pill. Because it was just like, it was so, my body, because after the surgery, I was in like shock. But the pills were feeling so good for the pain. But she told me, she was like, you get constipated from taking that.
Wait,
shit.
Okay, hang on a second.
Yeah.
All right. So 3 years ago, you had surgery on your leg.
Yeah.
Okay. Why, by the way?
Playing basketball, Beverly Hills. High school.
Oh, and it fucked it up?
Fucked it up. Right. Told my Achilles.
All right, so you have surgery on your leg, yep. And then they give you pills.
And now, I had been off the pills, though, for a little while. I've been doing better, so.
No, okay. Now, was that before or after you had to do the NA?
That was after.
Oh, and they gave you pills again?
Yeah. I was in the game.
Okay, all right.
I was in the game. I had oxycodone, I had Percocets, I had Vicodins, I had.
You were already, but you were done with your piss testing and all that shit? Okay.
Popping that shit. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, man. Like, the minute that high hits.
The best feeling in the fucking world. I mean, like, pussy.
Okay.
Weed is my, like, friend. I love weed. But the right pill, it'll hit and you feel that shit in your dick. Like, oh, my God, this feels good. Like, yeah, it is. I mean, because especially when you want something to, like, take that edge off. Oh, if you like open to it and receptive, I guess that's how people feel about acid and all that other type
so,
of shit.
So, okay, what did you have? No.
See, I don't really know.
No. You don't want to fuck with the hallucinogenics. Yeah, it's way different. It's way fucking different. Believe me, because I've taken oxycodone.
Yeah.
I've taken a Vicodin. I had a fucking prescription for Xanax. I know how that shit hits.
That shit hits good.
I know how that shit hits. Yeah. Yo, that is not. Acid mushrooms, nothing even close to that. Yo, acid mushrooms, you need a handler.
I had mushroom tea. And I mean, I didn't feel bad off of that shit.
Well, if a little bit of mushrooms...
Yeah, like, it was a little bit.
It's like smoking a lot of weed. Okay. But like acid, you take that shit, like you need a handler. Dang. Like you need someone to watch you.
But that's like... I never took an ecstasy pill before.
Me neither.
Because I was like, I would never want to be like... out of it, like, oh,
well, I always seem like XC, like, you just want to like fucking dance and touch people, like,
but they say that. I don't really believe that. If everybody say that to me, that's not something ain't true about that. Like, for everybody to just say, oh, you want dancing, and that's the scenario from Louisiana to fucking Buffalo to California. Oh, you just want, I don't believe that. I think people are trying to convince themselves that's the fuck they want to do. I'm cool.
You think so?
I think so.
Maybe like they already wanted to dance,
right?
And then like, they took a pill, yeah.
Fucking
okay. So, when you got stopped, what did you have on you?
When I went to jail,
yeah,
I didn't get stopped in a fucking car. Oh my god!
I thought you got stopped in a car, and that's how you went.
That was some other shit. I went to jail for something else from being stopped in a car.
Jesus Christ, dude! Oh. How many jail stories do you have?
I went to that was.
You ever go to the booty house? You know what they make you do?
No, they make you do. No, that was for like some other shit.
Whatever. Okay, we'll save it. We'll save it.
Set up. We call that one setup.
that might be the most gangster shit next week. That might be
the most gangster shit of the week next week.
No, I thought you got pulled over and pills on you.
That was in Louisiana. That's an old one. That's Xavier. That's yeah.
I thought that was out here. When did you do NA?
Out here.
Okay, so what
happened? Oh yeah, you gotta remember. It's a few fucking but Jesus the Christ. First pullover with pill experience was in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, okay. Yeah, that was I want to know.
That's when the cop was looking at the pill bottle like, are you fucking serious? You really take this shit? And it's like, don't have your name on it. I'm like, oh, shit. What you want to know about?
Okay. Out here, when you had to do NA.
Right. That was because of one stop was, okay, officially like a strike.
All right.
Then the next one was, that's why it was so much. So like so harsh, so much money, so many AA classes, so many NA classes, so much pissing in cups, because it was like not a first offense.
You're just second,
right?
Yeah. Okay. What did you have on you though that they caught?
The second time or the first time?
Both.
The second time was a lot of shit for a lot of other reasons, though we're not gonna talk about right now.
Oh my first god! Time was, this is so vague. Yeah, everybody wants to know.
I know, all but they the liquor keep, license listeners because they gotta tune in.
Are liquor just listening license. And they're liquor like, "What the license, fuck was motherfucker. He taking? What was yeah. he taking?" That's yeah, what I want. Okay, all right. And it wasn't prescribed. It was just definitely. Shit. Okay,
yeah.
Already. I understand then.
I understand.
Crazy. It wasn't anything stupid. Like you didn't have like fucking needles and shit, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
But that's crazy that you brought up the needles. No, I'm about to tell another story. Man, I can't give away all our. Well, how much time we got? Because you fuck around.
We good.
You fuck around. Had me telling a story, and we got like 2 minutes.
All
right. I don't want to leave. Dude,
okay. So here. Then we'll save needles for next time. Okay.
Yeah. Remind me to tell a needle story though, because
Jesus, where Christ, I come this from, sounds awesome.
Okay, where I come from. Let me give you all a little snippet. I come from the land of athletics and shit like that. Louisiana, Texas, Georgia, pipeline of sports and shit. So I went to high school.
SEC.
SEC country. So I went to high school with a lot of people who, you know.
Like you performed. Talked about heroin in the last one.
No, not even heroin. No. We're talking about steroids. We're talking about, the big boys. We're talking about, kill them.
You talking about that, ooh-wee.
So, yeah, I'll say that for next time. Just remind me next time. I'll give you
God
that.
Damn it. Cause right. it's, cause I'll write
it's some,
it down.
It's some good shit. No, it's some. I got some tales about. Oh yeah, we need a whole nother episode. We're gonna start up about that shit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just to tease it.
Tease it. Okay.
Have you ever done steroids?
No. Have I ever been a distributor of steroids? Ooh,
oh my god.
Ooh. Yeah, that's.
How the fuck have I known you for so long? In some of these stories,
I swear. Once I start telling a story, you're gonna be like, I'd be a motherfucker. You was right there for so much shit that, and I used to be like, do you remember when we used to go to Mexico and shit? You remember none of that shit? Tijuana? Oh my god.
No. Who the fuck went to Mexico?
Wow, yeah, I got smashed. Next time. Liquor license. Next time.
What the fuck? When the fuck was I around when you went to Mexico?
All the time.
God damn, you had some gay. How your motherfucking.
I told you that's why.
You got the same fucking degrees on your wall, and you're going to Mexico to buy fucking.
And that's why
horse tranquilizers.
Hey, that's why my segment is called the most gangster shit of the week. Because I got the gangster shit of the week.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I'll write it down.
Yeah, but please remind me. Oh yeah, I got some good. We got a full episode about that one. You'd be like, oh my god. I was right there.
I'll just sit there and listen.
You was right there. Yeah.
Hey, was I ever in your vehicle when you had narcotics in it that wasn't weed?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Check. Check that box.
The time that you smashed in the fucking.
I don't remember that.
No bar. Oh,
allegations.
Yeah.
Allegations. Like Trump said allegations.
That mark, the fucking mark.
Like Donald Trump said allegations.
That mark is still there.
Allegations.
You fucking crazy. You fucking.
Man, I can't. Man, you do know some of them fucking steroid stories. You,
I'm telling you, I don't.
Damn, that's crazy.
Who the fuck was... do I know somebody who was doing steroids?
Probably so. Shit, I'm sure.
No. I mean, I'm sure I do. Yeah. But I meant, like, out of your crew.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not your two
brothers. Man, go ahead. No, I don't. No.
Not your two brothers.
No, you're not going to cheat.
No, I'm fucking teasing it, dickhead.
No, we need this for the fucking other episode.
All right. Well, then you better fucking remember it.
I can't forget it, motherfucker. I'm just telling you.
All right. Well, as I always say about this time... Go fuck your faces.
I would share your definition of balling with you white folks, but now gangs with the souls and not toes. So fuck you.
Sunrise, first hit the block, little bad motherfucker with a pocket full of rocks. Learn to throw them things, getting skinny little ass kicked. And niggas laugh till the first motherfucker got blasted. I put the nigga in his casket, now they covering the basket in plastic. I smoke blunts on the regular, fuck when it counts. I'm trying to make $1 million out of quarter ounce and get them ghost on the 5-0. Fuck them hoes, got a 45 screaming out survival. Hey nigga, can I lay low? Cook some yo, holler one time when I say so. Don't wanna go to the pen, I'm hitting fences. Knocks on the nigga back, missing me by inches. And they say, how do you survive weighing 165 in the city where the skinny niggas die? Tell mama don't cry, even when they kill me. They can never take the game from a young G. I'm straight ballin'. Nigga serving for some liquor on the curb for my niggas that deserve it. But if I wanna make a million, gotta stay dealing. It's kinda booming round the way. And today I make a killing, dressing down like a million. But only on the block, it's a clever disguise to keep me running from the cops. I'm getting high, I think I die if I don't get no ends. I'm in the bucket, but I'm riding it like it's a Benz. I hit the strip and let my music bump. Drinking liquor and I'm looking for some hoes to fuck. Rather die making money than live poor legal as I slang another app. So wish it was a kilo. I need money in the major way. Time to fuck my B.I. This shit getting paid. You other motherfuckers falling. But me and my motherfucking thug niggas, we straight balling. Y'all know what time it is. It's the part where y'all low up. If you was 55, nigga, do none. Police right behind. They can't see who we wanna be. We straight motherfucking ballin'. Start letting it off, nigga, this 94. And niggas won't fuck. We straight ballin'. That's how it's going down, my motherfucker. Bulletproof vest and all. Damn if I don't, and damn if a nigga do. So watch a young motherfucker pull a trigger just to raise up. But don't let him see you cry. Dry your eyes, young nigga, time to do or die. I keep a pistol in my pocket, ready on my block. Ain't no time for a nigga to even cop shit. Not a seen a motherfucker beat pain at point blank range, cause he slept on the game. And ain't a damn thing changed. Change, I'm shaking the dice now. Roll him if you can't stand pain, better hold him. Cause ain't no telling what you might roll. You might throw catch AIDS from a slight cold, nigga. Best to live your life to the fullest. Be quick to kill a bull. Got a pistol, motherfucker, better pull it. Cause even when they kill me, they can never take the game from a young G. We straight ballin'. Yeah, my motherfucking nigga, believe that. Straight ballin'. They have you niggas believe you about to die. We really coming up like a motherfucker. You know, just straight ballin'. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that small time nickel and dime. If you gon' do it, nigga. If you want it, pursue it. We can have this shit. It's time for niggas to stay ballin'. We made this motherfucker. For who? To my niggas in the penitentiary. Low cup like a motherfucker when they mention me. Cause you fucking with the realest.
realest motherfucker ever born. And once again it's on. I'm busting on these bitches till they gone. Now who the hell can you get to stop me? I'm in the projects, parlaying with my posse. I keep my Glock cocked, nigga, cause they all shady. I finally made it, now these jealous bitches trying to fade me. I ain't going out, I'd rather blast back. I'm on the corner with my niggas watching cash stack. And I came up a long way from food stamps and taking shit from the low life ghetto tramps. How could you blame me if they split me? I'm up at five. What could I do? Put my trigger or watch my nigga die? I'm representing to the fullest, giving devil slugs. I'm on the block slanging drugs with the young thugs. And motherfucker, we be ballin' all motherfucking day long.
So stay strong.
We straight ballin'.